During the course of this audio tour, we have often mentioned the Greek historian Herodotus. No other wrote so extensively about the Scythians than he. In the mid-5th century BC, he visited the Greek town of Olbia, on the northern coast of the Black Sea, where both Greeks and Scythians lived. This is the source of his information. The authenticity of his reports was doubted by older research. Archaeological finds, however, have confirmed them time and again, and there is no other place than in the region to the north of the Black Sea that his statements are more precise.
Even the comb you see here gives fuel for different interpretations. It was found at the side of a Scythian ruler. 19 teeth are held together by a frieze of lions at rest. This, at the same time, forms the stage for a battle scene. At the centre, a mounted warrior in armour, his lance raised for battle. Behind him, a foot soldier with drawn sword. The opponent, also with sword, has already lost his horse.
The horseback warrior wears a Corinthian helmet and Scythian scale armour with the obligatory elongated oval shield to protect the warrior's back. Archaeological finds from the turn of the 5th to 4th centuries before Christ provide evidence of armour of this type. On his left, a gorit hangs from his belt. This too is a typical piece of Scythian weaponry. By his attire and the gorit on his belt, the second foot soldier can also be identified as a Scythian. The opponent is clad differently. He will lose the battle. His armour is Grecian. He holds a Scythian's short sword in his hand, but there is no gorit on his belt. The face and hair of each of the warriors is depicted in a different way, almost as if the goldsmith was creating portraits.
Herodotus tells of the scythe royal Schoolus, who was fond of Greek culture through his Hellenic mother. He had two brothers, Octamasades and Oricos. Around 450 BC, Schoolus was usurped and killed by Octamasades. The Solocha Kurgan, the place where this comb was found, dates from the same period and might be the graves of Octamasades and Oricos. There are further indications to uphold this supposition. If this is the case, the comb would have been placed with Octamasades as a burial gift, and the scene would take on new meaning. It might depict the battle of the two brothers against Schoolus, who appreciated Greek culture. This would explain why the loser bears a Scythian short sword, but Greek armour and no gorit. Octamasades on horseback and Oricos as a foot soldier, on the other hand, are easily recognisable as Scythians. Surprisingly, the attire of the rider, let us suppose that he is Octamasades, corresponds almost exactly to the one found in the Solocha Kurgan.